Joe Mobile. For VWA Mobile. WHO Mobile, how you doing today?
Doing yesterday and the day before, especially the day before.
Because for me, today is a day of vacation, so I'm just kind of fiddling around doing stuff that I want to do. Name here is Rick.
This is Steve on this end. I'm up about 4 miles south of Highway 11 near Highway 14. And I am semi-retired, so I get to pick and choose when I work.
Andy? Yeah, I'm down here in between Powdersville and Easley.
Sound full quieting, good clear signal. That thing sounds nice. How am I on that end?
Get down here. So I'm about 7 years behind you. I'm 60, and yeah, I fully understand that. Yeah, my plans are to if I had a little bit more property, you know, I'd keep maybe a total of a half acre in grass that, you know, lawn quality looks nice, and then the rest of it would be I'd put in trees and maybe have some animals and stuff like that. So yeah, but I hear you. You know, you get out there on a mower and it becomes an all-day affair.
Yep, and I set myself up in a situation where I'm culling back a little bit and taking care of the grass, and I got chickens and I got a few other little things going, but I'm cutting back on some of this stuff. I'm not going to be a slave to it.
And if you had water, you could get ducks, because they'll nip grass down a little bit. Geese will nip grass down a little bit, from what I understand. And of course, there's goats and sheep, but they get a little bit, they're a little bit more intensive.
See, in on my place, in the last 3 years, I've taken 4 deer off of my property, and I'm yet to shoot one fully clothed. I just get up early in the morning, crack the front door open, lean out, pop one, go get the John Deere and take it over to the processor. And last night we had a parade come through. 18 wild turkeys walked from the front of the house all the way around to the back, and they tried to get into the bird seed feeder, which was hilarious. We had it hanging about 4 feet up, and they tried to jump up and get into the bird seed. It was funny. And we've got geese, and oh man, I tell you what, it is an entertaining show watching the parades come through, and those wild turkeys come through on a regular basis. And I won't shoot one because I won't shoot what I won't eat. So I got all kinds of neighbors. Whoa, hey, you mind if we come over and take a turkey or two? Yeah, I do mind.
You are living the dream.
As far as where I live, in the house, and all of my setup over there, I am truly blessed. But I kind of worked that out with the wife. She grew up about a quarter of a mile north of where we're living, and a little bitty 1,200 square foot frame house, and it's about to fall in now, though. But part of the deal was I would build her the house that she wanted, however way she wanted it, period, but I would get my man cave. So I got my man cave. It's 40 wide, 60 deep, 16 feet to the first rafter.
I'm going to have to jump off here. I have designated it my first fun destination, so we'll talk to you later, and hope you have a great day. And it's been great talking to you. This is KJ4WHO. I'll be clear on your final.
KJ4WHO, enjoy the ride along this morning. Hit me anytime that you hear me on there, brother. KN4VWA. I'm mobile.